This is NPR.
Hello, Stacey here. You are listening to our Gender Gap Week summer series on gender and the economy. Today's episode originally ran in July of 2018. Revelations come to people at strange moments. For Isaac Newton, legend has it that an apple dropping from a tree onto his head sparked his theory of gravity. For Archimedes, sinking into a bath caused a eureka moment about how to calculate density and volume. And for Sally Krawcheck?
Well, you know, it really happened one morning when I was putting on my mascara.
It was a mascara moment.
There is research that shows that you only have, you know, you sort of have the big ideas, can solve some problems when you are thinking about something else like, you know, are your lashes separated enough?
And so the liquid line.
Right.
Sally Krawcheck had worked on Wall Street her whole career. She'd been the CEO of Smith Barney, the CEO of Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, the CEO of Citi Private Bank, and the CFO of Citigroup. And her revelation was about women and money. She'd been thinking a lot about the national conversation that had been going on about the gender pay gap. And what struck her was a conversation that people were not having.
Holy camole, the gender investing gap. Men are investing more and therefore, over time, getting more of the returns that the market provides for them. And that difference is the gender investing gap. You know, nobody's talking about it. It can be as big for some women as the gender pay gap, and it's solvable. It's actually solvable.
This is The Indicator. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, the gender investing gap. Why women don't invest at the same rate men do. What it costs them and what it costs everybody.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Google Domains. Google Domains helps make your business a reality with the tools and partners for building your website like a pro and premium security features included for free. Make it happen at domains.google/NPR. Support also comes from Fundrise, innovating the way people can invest in real estate. Fundrise makes it simple to build a portfolio of high-quality real estate affordably. Visit fundrise.com/built and get your first 6 months of advisory fees waived.
As Sally Krawcheck started looking into women and investing, she found some pretty amazing statistics. Research by BlackRock found that women tend to keep about 74 cents of every dollar they save in cash.
In the bank, earning almost nothing.
Savings accounts.
That's right.
By contrast, men keep about 61 cents out of every dollar they save in cash. And those pennies add up over the course of a career to hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars.
And it's cost us life-changing amounts of money. It has cost us quit your job and start the business money. It's cost us take your hand off my leg, you creepy boss money. It's cost us this relationship was fantastic when it started, but now you're ignoring me money, right? It's cost us equality with men.
In the end, Sally says, women retire with nearly a third less money than men do. And Sally points out, women are paid less than men in the first place. They're already on a back foot when it comes to retirement. And that is compounded by the fact they're not investing the money they are making.
I had sort of a cascading of insights that the retirement savings crisis in our country, which is $13 trillion in size, is actually a woman's crisis because 80% of women die single. We retire with two-thirds the money of men. We live 6 to 8 years longer. And so if there's a retirement savings crisis, it's our problem. How do we solve it?
And so this is occurring to you at, in this moment. You have
that
this
didn't all happen. I first had to put on some blush and stuff.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
I mean, the whole way here.
And Sally thought, yes, I've got it. This is my mascara moment. I'm going to tell all the banks that this is the way to help solve the retirement crisis. Get women to take their money out of savings accounts where it's not really earning anything and put that money into the market. There is so much money being left on the table in our economy, and I know where it is. Let's go after it and make it happen, and we will all win. Sally was super connected in the financial world, so she started setting up meetings and pitching her revelation to big banks. The meetings did not go well.
I was at breakfast with one CEO, had just gone through women have $5 trillion, gender investing gap, 90% of women manage their money on their own at some point in their life, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he looks soulfully into the distance and then turns to me and says, but don't their husbands manage their money for them? And I said, oh, didn't I just say 90% of women manage their money on their own at some point in their lives?
Sally also knew the CEO had a point. Traditionally, money has been the domain of men. And managing money is often uncomfortable for women, or something they don't think to do. Often, women will get married, and automatically, it's the husband's domain. In fact, Sally experienced this herself after she got married. I think I read that for a while, you weren't managing your own money.
Oh, yeah. Because I grew up in the same society we all did, and I grew up in the South, and the boys do the money, and the girls do the birthday parties. And this foundational view that I had that he and I were going to be together till, death do us part, just cracked apart.
Right. Right. And I mean, you were working in...
Oh, I was an investment banker.
Yes.
I was an investment banker. Oh, I know.
So why is this happening? Why aren't women managing their money more? Why aren't they investing more money? As someone who had worked on Wall Street, Sally felt like she knew why this was happening.
90% of mutual fund managers are men. 95% of hedge fund managers are men. 90% of traders are men. 86% of financial advisors are men. And as a result of the business of money being led by, populated by men, they have built a business that men feel more comfortable with than women do. A business that you see shown on CNBC, the trading floors, right? The
a lot of shouting, a lot of
feels the
aggression.
The raison d'etre of the industry being to outperform, to win, to buy low, to sell high. These things are sports-like, right?
Oh.
And have tended, I know, you don't think it. And then once you start thinking it, you're like, wait a minute. And now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to go, in a second, when I say even the symbol of Wall Street.
Oh, the bull, the bronze, the bull with the, with those huge testicles.
Oh, can you be any more male, any more phallic than that?
No, I mean, it's not even a symbol.
It's not just, even so.
I mean, why does that bull have to have those crazy testicles? Like, it's so weird.
Right, you're getting these very male symbols plus what society has fed to us. And you're like, you know what, this is for my husband or my spouse.
Eventually, Sally struck out on her own and founded Elevest, an investment advising firm that markets to women and tries to convince them to invest more. Elevest also does a lot of research into women and investing, looking at what kinds of things will convince women to invest more money. Apparently, having concrete financial goals is very helpful for women, like saving up a certain amount of money to buy a home or fill a college fund. Also, more straightforward investments, like an index fund, where you just put your money in and leave it instead of trying to move it around from stock to stock and predict what's going to go up and what's going to go down. And Sally says all of this, it's not just a girl power issue. It's an overall economy issue. She says women are this vast, largely untapped economic resource, and tapping into that potential could help grow the whole economy.
If there is one thing we can do, one thing to improve society and grow the economy, it is to get more money to women. And investing in women is smart. You know, women are more likely to pay back their loans than men are. Companies run by women tend to outperform companies run by men in terms of returns. And sometimes in this conversation, what gets lost pretty quickly when we think, if the women have more, don't the guys have less? No, the economy can grow, right? We forget that the economy, is not growing as much as we would like for it to now. A way to grow it is to get more, the moms who took the breaks when the kids were younger, who want to get back in the economy and they can't, imagine, having them back in, finding jobs for them, startups that they drive. These things are so important, so important.
Today's original episode was produced by Megan Kane. Patty Hirsch is our editor. Rachel Cohn produced The Update. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.